Samantha Simon, Quality Manager for the Audit Review and Compliance Branch with Livestock and Seed Program, Ag Marketing Service.
Your presentation here at ID Info Expo, you threw away around a lot of letters, quite a little bit of alphabet soup, but let's start with QSVP. What is a QSVP, and how does that fall into the different programs that USDA offers for livestock producers?
The QSVP is short for Quality Systems Verification Programs. It is a collective name that we provide, that we use to talk about all of our audit-based programs that are voluntary. Those include the USDA Process Verified Program, the USDA Quality System Assessment Program, the Export Verification Programs, Non-Hormone Treated Cattle Program, Pork for the European Union Program, and also our Guide 65 Program.
Okay, and there are quite a few different ones here. What, how can producers, first of all, how can producers and processors or packers find out about these programs and you know what is available to them?
There's our website that they can go to, and it is easiest to get there by www.ams.usda.gov and click on the Livestock and Seed Program link, and then they will find the Audit Review and Compliance Branch. We have all of our program information available on the website. All of the program requirements are available. We also have listed companies who are approved under our programs. Producers can go to a company and ask to be enrolled for, say, age verification or source verification, or if they're also doing non-hormone treated cattle, they can go to one of those approved companies and ask to be enrolled under their programs. They also have the option to come to us directly and ask us to audit a program for them.
Now, just generally speaking, what are the basic advantages for a livestock producer in particular to participating in any of these programs that would pertain to them?
For the livestock producers, really it is about validation of their marketing claims, and that is giving them a bonus, an incentive when they go to market those animals. For the NHTC program, they're able to get those animals into a market for the beef that's going over to the European Union, and they are seeing increase in prices on those animals. Same way for age-verified animals. There are incentives being paid right now for that. So really it is about getting your claims out there, getting someone to verify them, and getting people to recognize that there's a value for those claims.
The export verification program, which in particular, are there countries that will not accept meat from this country without going through that program?
Yes, there's numerous of those. They include the very high-profile ones, such as Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Egypt, Mexico, and Canada. They all require export verification programs so that we can get either our beef or our ovine or both over into those countries.
So in other words, producers really have to participate in this program if they want to export to those countries.
That's right. If they want to be able to market to the packer for that, particularly for Japan, if they want to market to a packer that they have cattle that meet the Japan requirements for age verification, they need to be in these programs.
All right. Thank you very much, Samantha.
Thank you.